It's all about human resource development. This country has been in a long war, and throughout this time, the educational opportunities in the country has been disrupted. In 1991, however, our educational system was set on track, and for the last 21 years, it has been going on very well.
Mr. Minister, you specifically made mention of the fact that after 1991, when the country gained its independence, the education system was reset and was put on a pedestal to grow. Specifically, what was done?
What was done was the curriculum of the educational system was set up during the time of the struggle. The curriculum was in the process of development, and in fact, it served as a basis for the future educational development in the country. And the system then, of course, had to be implemented on a pilot basis. And this pilot basis went up to about 1995-96. And then review was made. After the review, then certain adjustments were made to the curriculum. This went up to 2002. And in 2003, again, another review of the curriculum was made, and the educational transformation was set on, and it has been working on this basis up until this time.
Do you think the students of Eritrea are capable of competing on the world stage?
In fact, that has been proven. That has been proven in different situations. Students who went through our educational system in the country have been going for their further education in different parts of the world. And all these students have not only coped with the educational systems of these different countries, but they proved that they are capable of carrying whatever is needed from them, and they are doing it very successfully.
So what is the objective of sending these students all across the globe, as you put it?
Well, up until the time, you know, when our higher education stands on its 2 feet, we are sending these students for their further studies in these countries, upgrading themselves, then come back in the countries and work in the different development programs of the country. So also in the educational system, I mean, when they come, now, of course, we're employing a sizable number of foreign expatriate teachers from international markets. But we have an exit mechanism whereby these students who are going out abroad, you know, for their further studies, come back to their country, and then, of course, replace the expatriate teachers who currently are carrying the job.